Country Club FM.
Now the Almanac takes over. Paul from Buffalo, who was at the All Request Lunch Hour. Salute to him. He says he listens to the Almanac every day.
Like that.
And another couple gave me a note. Kurt and Denise of Glencoe.
Okay.
Kurt says he's my number one fan.
Nice.
I'm his number one fan, to be honest. Kurt, he's looking good.
Am I top five?
Kurt, for who?
For Kurt?
I don't know. Yeah. You got the whole city of Elk River on your side.
Yeah, I ran into Matt.
You're a legend, according to those guys.
Yeah.
I want to stop in there and see what their definition of legend is.
It can't be much. It cannot be much. From humble beginnings to legend. No, it's but I ran into Matt up at Ralphie's, and he said all the trucks in the shop, they have Bob on all the time, and Matt was very kind and a good man. So we appreciate that very much, all you guys. And gals listening while you're at work.
Thursday, July 23rd, 204th day of the year. Today is the date that Henry Ford and the Ford Motor Company sold its first automobile, 1903, to Chicago dentist. Of course, only a dentist would be able to afford.
Right.
Ernest Plenig was a Chicago dentist, bought a Model A. Now, remember, the Model A preceded the Model T, and then after the Model T, it was another kind of Model A. It's kind of confusing
with
how they did the modeling with the letters, not in alphabetical order. But that was the state, 1903. 1904, the invention of the day. It was Charles Mincius. He invented the ice cream cone, and basically most everybody got their first look at it at the St. Louis World's Fair. That St. Louis World's Fair in 1984 was a significant one.
It was.
It really introduced a lot of people to some of the modern marvels as we were in the midst of the Industrial Revolution, getting from the 1800s just into the 1900s. Electricity was a big one. A number of other things at that St. Louis World's Fair, but maybe none bigger than the ice cream cone.
I still love a good ice cream. Just the simple, what do they call them, cake cones?
The cake cone, yes.
That's all I need.
The waffle cone's a little different.
Yeah,
and I don't know if this was a cake cone or a waffle cone. It'd be interesting to know what the first cone was.
A cone
is a cone. Certainly, basically an ice cream cone, it's an ice cream delivery mechanism.
Yes.
Is what that is. 1984 in the news this date.
Oh, I do officially relinquish my title as Miss America 1984 to the Miss America pageant.
No, but she
say
did.
It ain't so.
Yeah, she was nude in penthouse, and that was a problem. She needed some money when she was younger, so she decided to do that, and then she becomes Miss America, and then
I wonder if you're asked to disclose that on your registration form. Have you ever appeared naked in a magazine?
So the thing is, she had these pictures taken, and I don't think anything was ever done with those pictures, but this guy had these pictures.
Oh.
As soon as she becomes Miss America, he then sells those pictures to Penthouse.
Yeah.
I think that's how that transpired. So it wasn't like she was in Penthouse.
Got it.
Like in 1980 or anything like that.
Signed on to
they
do
would have
it,
known yeah. about that. That right. would have come out while she was you know, becoming whatever state she was from. She was Miss Wyoming or whatever.
Yeah.
And then so that's how this guy was sitting on those pictures, and then it was a gold mine for him, and obviously sadly for her. But sadly, it cost her reign as Miss America. Then this date in 2000.
No, well done. How about that?
What's his name? Peter
Oostenhout.
Something like that. The English announcer of golf.
Oosthuizen.
Tiger Woods,
Louis.
Not Peter Dinklage. Tiger Woods became the youngest player to secure the career Grand Slam. He won the British Open this state in 2000. He won it by about 9 strokes over like Ernie Els and maybe David Duval. Wasn't close.
He was dominating fields often at
he
that
was,
time.
Talk too. About slicing and dicing courses.
No doubt.
Tiger Woods in state 2000. Let's move on to birthdays now.
Would you mind explaining to me what you and Rosewood were doing in a strip bar out of our jurisdiction when you were still on duty?
Sir, before you chastise these two officers, I think of something you should know.
whole lot of BS is about to come out of the mouth of one Axel Foley. And that was probably his strongest trait.
Right.
As a police officer, was his ability to BS through anything. That's Ronnie Cox, who was lieutenant, then captain, and then eventually Chief Bogomil.
Right.
Of the Beverly Hills Police Department. And remember, he was the one playing guitar while the inbred, lockjawed, inbred kid up on the porch was playing the banjo in Deliverance. Right.
Yes.
In the dueling banjo.
Right. Ronnie Cox
was a guitar.
Deliverance.
Dueling with the enemy. He was in RoboCop and other things. Ronnie Cox is 88 today.
Oh, well, he's very popular, Ed. The sportos, the motorheads, geeks, bloods, wastoids, dweebies, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
You were big with the dweebies, weren't you? You weren't a member of the Dweebies,
no,
but they really
wannabe.
They really respected you.
Yes.
So there's Edie McClurg. She was the secretary of Principal Ed Rooney in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Right.
Edie McClurg, 81. She also was the rental car agent when Steve Martin was looking for a rental car in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh, yes. Nice work.
She was the nosy, annoying neighbor in the Valerie Harper show as Valerie, then later Hogan Family. Edie McClurg here today is 81.
Hey, shout, summertime blues. Jump up and down in your blue suede shoes. Hey, dear. Rock and roll, rock on.
He eventually goes on to say something about James Dean.
James Dean.
That's what he does. David Essex. I don't know if that was David Essex's voice doing the James Dean. Might have been somebody in his band. I don't know if his voice goes that low, to be honest. David Essex, that was his biggest hit. Rock On, big hit 1973. He's from England, yeah. And he is 79.
Dance with me. To be your partner, can't you see? The music is just starting, night is calling, and I am falling. Dance with me.
You gotta like that.
One of the founding members of the group Orleans sang lead on Still the One, and there he was with the other. That was basically three-part harmony for most of Dance With Me,
mm-hmm.
John Hall, who would then go on and become a congressman from the state of New York.
Wow.
John Hall. Now, that song, Dance With Me, features a melodica solo. Ever played the melodica, Neil?
I tried and failed.
The melodica is a keyboard, but you blow air into it, kind of like the talk box.
Yes.
Of what's-his-face, Peter Frampton, but this goes through a keyboard. And you can hear it on that song. Larry Hoppin, another one of the founding members of Orleans, singing, I will take you where you want to go. He sang that part of that song. And then he played the melodica. Larry Hoppin.
Super talented.
Yeah, you have to be. So John Hall here today. Happy birthday, 78, from Orleans.
Is it TV theme time?
I can tell you're going to be gone for 6 days here. You're just giddy. Jumping the gun. You are right, though. You said that with a giddiness that is not often found here on the Bob Almanac.
Right.
Doogie Howser's mom is 76 today.
Oh, very nice.
Played Doogie's mom. She was on Miami Vice as well. She was Caroline Crockett. I guess that would have been Sonny Crockett's wife, huh?
Sure.
From Miami Vice. She is 76 today. I love the show Too Close for Comfort.
Hello? No, Sarah's not home. I'll tell you what I told the last four guys who called. I don't know when she'll come back. Why would I know? I'm her father.
There's Ted Knight. And on Too Close for Comfort, he had a couple of lovely daughters. He had a brunette one. She was Jackie. And then the blonde daughter, Sarah Rush, Lydia Cornell, who played Sarah Rush on Too Close for Comfort. And their father was Ted Knight, Henry Rush.
Very nice.
Ted Knight. Funny in anything and everything
great.
He does.
Just
I mean, go
so
back
good.
To Caddyshack.
Oh.
Although he was He wasn't so funny in the movie 12 Angry Men. I think that's a movie he was. He played like a security guard.
Oh, okay.
And it was just a bit part, but it was Ted Knight. I think that was the movie. But Lydia Cornell, one of the daughters on Too Close for Comfort here already today, she is 73, Neil.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, Miss Howe, I don't think you look good with a honker that size.
That's the before. Here's the after.
Well, that is smaller. Now, what do they do with the leftover nose bits?
Oh, man.
Oh, that is just a little bit gross.
Well, that's a good question. I mean, they put pig snouts in liver sausage.
Oh!
Yeah, he was Woody. One of a kind. One of a kind.
Oh, for sure.
Woody Harrelson.
Great replacement for Coach.
Yeah, and that's basically where we met Woody Harrelson.
Yes.
It was on Cheers, and then, of course, has since done a lot of movies.
Lots.
And other things. 65 here today.
I can appreciate the way you handled that dude with the gun. I would have helped you out myself, except, well, I had a cup of coffee in my hand. You understand, right? I bet you learned all that stuff fighting lions and tigers.
Yes. Yes, where I'm from, we have to be very aggressive.
You know, I'm all for that.
Double cameo of Eddie Murphy.
Right.
Here, that's from Coming to America. Now, a lot of people remember Eric LaSalle as playing Dr. Peter Benton on ER. But don't forget, he kind of got his start in the movie Coming to America, where he was Daryl. Mr. Soul Glow. He's like the spokesperson for Soul Glow. He was the poster child for the hair tonic Soul Glow. And, of course, it was Eddie Murphy that stole the gal from Daryl. And Daryl is he is slimy in that movie, right?
He was not a nice guy.
Yeah, he was. And that wasn't describing – that's just not describing his hair either with the Soul Glow in there.
It's just
kind of greasy.
Yeah.
So Eric LaSalle is 64. This is a riff, well-known guitar riff.
Yes.
And on that riff is Slash.
Slash. One name.
Can't see Slash. His face. He's kind of got that cousinette thing from Adam's Family working with his hair.
There's a lot of hair there.
You can hear his guitar in Michael Jackson's song, Black and White.
Oh, nice.
So Slash,
he, can play.
He is 61 from Guns N' Roses.
The rumors flew, but nobody knew how much she blamed herself.
Very recognizable voice. Right?
Allison Krauss. She has a band called Union Station.
She tried to hide the whiskey on
singing here with Brad Paisley in the Whiskey Lullaby. Allison Krauss, 55.
I have some information that you can choose to use or not use. Up to you. Ron Burgundy will read anything that is put on that teleprompter. And when I say anything, I mean nah.
Go bleep yourself, San Diego, as I remember.
As I recall.
What she put on there. That's Catherine Hahn, the actress who was in Anchorman. She is now part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe as Agatha the Witch, kind of the archenemy to the Scarlet Witch.
Oh,
we got some black magic going on there in the MCU. Be interesting to see if she shows up in Doomsday.
Okay, yeah.
Do we need? I mean, it'd be like Samantha Stevens showing up and working for the Avengers, kind of thing, which would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know, but I Dream a Genie.
Yeah,
shows up. But
what's that gal's name?
Catherine Hahn is 53. Right. Monica Lewinsky. He did have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky.
Yeah.
Monica Lewinsky, blue dress and all, 53 now.
Okay.
For Monica Lewinsky, we have Harry Potter.
Excuse me. Who are you?
Rubius Hagrid, keeper of keys and grounds at Hogwarts. Of course, you'll know all about Hogwarts.
Sorry, no.
No? Blimey, Harry, didn't you ever wonder where your mum and dad learned it all?
Learned what?
You're a wizard, Harry.
He's the wizard. We're going to go see the wizard. Harry Potter, Daniel Radcliffe.
Gosh, how old is he now?
Harry Potter is middle-aged. He's 37.
Wow.
And then our rapper of the day, Santo August.
Okay.
Santo August.
Not familiar with
his
work.
Which translates to Saint August.
Okay.
29 today.
Gone but not forgotten today. Got to send a shout to Raymond Chandler, you know, because I was a big fan of the Spencer for Hire books and then the TV show. Well, Raymond Chandler kind of started the hard-boiled detective type of thing with Philip Marlowe. In fact, when Raymond Chandler passed away, Robert Parker, who would write Spencer for Hires, finished a book that Chandler had started.
Did you do research?
Yeah, I did a little research on that.
When did you do that?
In passing. But Raymond Chandler, great writer, and most of his books were turned into movies, like The Big Sleep, 1888. Did you have fish and chips, Arthur Treacher's, at some point in your life? You must have.
Are you asking me, or is that a question?
No,
to
I
the
want to
all
ask
that,
you.
Yeah, of
Arthur
course,
Treacher's,
we had it.
Fish and chips.
Had to go down to the cities to have it.
Yeah,
there was one in West St. Paul somewhere off of Robert Street, and I'm sure that's the one we visited.
There was one in Hopkins that we visited, and he was born on this day, 1894. One of our favorite from both your show, Little House, and my show, Gunsmoke. He was on several episodes. Actor Carl Swenson, 1908.
I said, Mr. Sprague, you are going to be a welcome blessing in Walnut Grove.
What'd he say?
He said, I'm not a blessing, I'm a banker.
Yeah, he was Lars Hansen. He was the founder. He founded Walnut Grove.
Oh, nice.
So, and he ran the, it was Hansen's Mill. He ran the sawmill. And, quite well known, Carl Swenson. Now, I am watching the Little House show on Netflix. And not a real spoiler alert here, but if you're going to watch that, if you're a fan of the whole series and everything, there is a cameo. One of the early first season episodes, there's a cameo. And obviously not Carl Swenson, Neil.
Okay.
Just an FYI, if you're expecting it to be Carl Swenson.
I was going to say, hold it.
No, it's going to be one of the characters, one of the actors who played a character in the TV show, the Michael Landon TV show, makes a cameo appearance.
Oh, very nice.
So that'll be something to watch
So Carl Swenson there. What about Harold Peter Henry Reese? You knew him as Pee Wee Reese, born on this day in the year 1918. He really befriended Jackie Robinson. He was a white guy, and
Bring race into it?
Well, just because at the time, you know, black baseball players were not well received by
that was a different time
by the players that were already in the league. But Pee Wee Reese, like Jackie, took him as a friend and was really instrumental in helping to break that color barrier. Pee Wee Reese, they went on to an outstanding broadcasting career. 18 years, 10 years as an all-star with the Dodgers. Calvin DeForest was born 3 years later on this day, 1921.
More pudding, more tater tots, more blueberry waffles, another chicken, fried steak, and two more double tequilas.
Tater tots.
He was, Dave Letterman had a good time with him, yeah.
Larry Bud Melman, played by Calvin DeForest on Late Night with David Letterman. Memorable character, 1921. Bert Convy, television host, born on this day, 1933.
Winning money. For the blue section today, we have Mr. Norm Crosby and Joni Crosby. Winning money today for the yellow section from Alice, Vic Tabak, and Sheila Tabak. And winning money today for the red section is Richard Keel and Diane Keel.
Somebody actually married Richard Keel.
Jaws?
Jaws.
Wow.
And the guy from Longest Yard.
Yes.
The guy, I broke his freaking neck.
How, I wonder if his wife was, she's 5'1".
Two feet taller or better than her.
Yeah. Bert Convy, Tattletale, Super Password, others. Born on this day, 1933. Don Drysdale, speaking of Dodger players, he won the Cy Young Award in 1962, helped beat the Twins in the 65 series, of course. Don Drysdale, 1936.
I remember when he was on Brady Bunch.
Yeah, but I bet the jitters really hit you when the fans start riding you, don't they?
Oh, and do they ride you. You know, it's funny. You're a hero 1 minute and a bum the next. You serve up a couple home run balls and, I don't know, you feel you want to sneak out of the ballpark.
I'll bet that never happened to you.
Oh, many times. I'll tell you, I used to keep a false beard and dark glasses in my locker.
Bobby Valentine style.
Right. Remember
he,
that?
He went on to show Greg how to throw the curveball. Greg went and pitched in a game, threw out his elbow.
Yep.
That very
ended
day.
His career.
And ended his baseball career.
Yeah, thanks, Don. And thanks for beating our Twins in the series a couple times. Don Drysdale. And Philip Seymour Hoffman was an Academy Award-winning actor born on this day, Jim, 1967.
Hey. You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
You douchebags, bring your A game.
What was that?
I'm just messing with you, Sasquatch. Let's get it on.
Take it roll! Take it roll! Outlet! Outlet! Rain dance!
That basketball scene from Along Came Polly is about as funny as
that
it gets.
That is as funny as it
White
gets.
White chocolate.
Yeah.
And I never saw him hit a bucket.
No.
I think he was 0 for 10.
But the commentary along the way was really, really good. The guy could do the serious and the comedic.
He was. He was a great actor.
Yes.
He was amazing.
Troubled. We lost him very young, sadly. Academy Award-winning actor Philip Seymour Hoffman there. 1967. Jim, they're gone, but not forgotten.
Well, here's your last Bobathon in a while. You better make it count.
I better do my best.
Sammy Kershaw, Haunted Heart, Angel in Disguise, Earl Thomas Conley, or Kenny Chesney. Everybody wants to go to heaven.
All good, but Sammy Kershaw once told me on this radio station that Haunted Heart was his favorite song to do in concert, so let's start that way.
Well, let's play it on this radio station now.
KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KBGY Faribault, KLCI Elk River, KLCI HD1 Elk River, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Total Country, Bob FM, broadcasting live from the Barnhouse 6.